Whenever a priest travels outside of his home diocese, he has to carry with him a particular kind of document. It's called a letter of good standing, or a celebret. This is the one I carried with me for the last 10 days in Mexico City. It is a letter from the bishop's office that says that my name is Father Benjamin Roberts, that I am a priest of the Diocese of Charlotte, the pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes, and it even says how many days I am allowed to be away from the parish during this particular trip. The document requests that I be allowed to celebrate Mass at the parish or at the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe while I'm traveling. And without this document, I will not be allowed to celebrate Mass publicly. This document states where I am from, who I am, and what I want to do. But of course, a document doesn't tell the whole story. It says that I am the pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes, but it says nothing about the vibrant faith, the passionate hope, and the overwhelming love of the people of God whose shepherd I am privileged to be. It says nothing about the nearly 800 children in our faith formation program or the dedicated staff and volunteers who teach them. It says nothing about the people who gather in various groups to study the Word of God, implore the mercy of God in prayer, or serve the people of God in humble and simple acts of charity. It says nothing about the struggles we face together, or the struggles I faced as I prepared for the priesthood. This document says none of those things. It does not tell the whole story. A document can only give facts. It does not have the power to tell the whole story. A document does not have the power to give us our identity, because that power belongs to the Lord God alone. St. Paul tells us that we have become children of God in Christ Jesus. In the waters of baptism, you and I have become adopted children of the Most High God. We have the privilege and the right to call upon God our Father in the midst of His people. We have been claimed and named and chosen and loved from the foundation of the world. We have received our identity from the heart of the all-powerful Father. And as the voice of the Father proclaimed Jesus as the beloved Son in the waters of the Jordan, so every time the waters of baptism flow from this font, the Father says of each person, "You are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter." We have received our identity as beloved children from the loving and eternal Father. And the prophet Zechariah promises us that we have received the Spirit to recognize the Lord Jesus. We have the Spirit to recognize the Lord of heaven and earth in the one who was crucified, died, buried, and raised, and now gloriously reigns at the right hand of the Father. We have the Spirit to recognize Jesus, the beloved Son, in whom we have become beloved sons and daughters. And we have something better than a document to prove it. We have something better than a document. On any of the official documents of the parish, in addition to my signature, I place the seal of the parish on it. It changes the paper. The seal marks the paper forever. The seal cannot be removed. In the waters of baptism and the anointing of confirmation, the Lord God Himself placed His own seal on each of our souls. He marked us forever as His children. There is no sin that can remove the seal of our sonship in the Lord Jesus. We can lose the grace through sin. We can reject the relationship. We can leave like the prodigal son and choose to give up our place in the house of the Father. But the merciful Father has sealed us forever. The merciful Father has claimed us as His children. The merciful Father invites us here and now at this very altar to take our place at the table of the children of God and celebrate the feast of heaven.